There will be a limited moose hunt on the lower Kuskokwim River this fall, the first moose hunt that the area has seen in 5 years. The hunt was approved by the Alaska Board of Game in a recent Anchorage meeting. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has more.
The hunt will include the area that has been in a moose hunting moratorium for the past 5 years, which is from the village of Kalskag downriver to Eek near the coast. It will include the main stem of the Kuskokwim and all the tributaries. The hunt is limited in several ways in order to keep the moose population growing and still giving hunters a chance to get meat. It will run from September 1st through September 10th, and it is a bulls-only hunt. And even though the hunt is a state hunt and will be open to all state hunters, it is crafted towards a local subsistence hunt. Unit 18 area biologist for the state, Philip Perry, says having it be a registration hunt will help with that.
And the registration hunt gives us a whole bunch of additional tools to be able to control harvest and to look at what the harvest was.
To register for the hunt, hunters will have to obtain the registration permit in person within the hunting area before the hunt begins.
So we have a measure of the number of people hunting, and we have a way to, after the season and at the end of the season, to go back to all those hunters and ask to see if they were successful or not, or if they hunted or not. So it gives us a better way to assess what the harvest was. It also allows us to put extra restrictions on hunting.
Many of these restrictions are still to be decided on, but some of the permit conditions being considered include having the hunt for boats only, restricting aircraft from the hunt, requiring moose antlers to be cut in half, requiring specific parts of the moose to be harvested, like the organs and stomach fat. They are also considering a 48-hour reporting period. Perry says this will help them keep track of the amount of moose that are being harvested. Fish and Game's targeted harvest is 75 bulls. If there are higher numbers than that harvested within the first few days of the hunt, Perry says they could close the hunt by emergency order. But they hope that that doesn't have to happen.
By crafting it the way we are, we're hoping that, you know, there's enough areas the hunters just can't get to, and enough bulls in the first few days see what's going on that become sneaky enough to not get harvested. But that balance of, you know, we want to harvest 70 or 60, 70, 80 moose, but we don't want to over-harvest.
As for the estimated moose numbers on the lower Kuskokwim right now, they have a good count from last year that they can add on to.
You know, if we had 900 or 1,000 last year, we could very easily, adding what production was this last year, have 1,200 or 1,300 moose. And I think I'm probably being conservative and not going way out on a limb saying that, but I think we're doing very well.
In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.